Noah Allison is kicking things up a notch as he gears up for his annual cancer fundraiser. 2 years ago, Noah launched 144 kilometers for Marcus, a fundraising run from Prince Rupert to Terrace in honor of his father who was diagnosed with bladder cancer in 2019. Before Marcus passed away in 2023, Noah vowed to do something positive with his father's journey and use it as inspiration. I truly think that maybe cancer needed another fundraiser, because since, I've had a burning passion to make a difference and inspire change, he said. Noah has made a difference since then, raising more than $10,000 through two fundraisers that saw him run nearly a half marathon a day for 7 days straight. This year, he wants to push himself even further. Starting on Saturday, August 9, Noah will be running from the Leicester Centre of the Arts in Prince Rupert to George Little Park in Terrace, and back, all in just 1 week. He is rebranding the fundraiser to Miles for Marcus and will be running a total of 300 kilometers, more than double the distance of his first two runs broken down into a full marathon each day. As someone who had never run more than 10 kilometers before he started the fundraiser, Noah used his family and Marcus' legacy for inspiration. To deal with the massive distance, I broke it into 20 kilometers per day, running 5-kilometer sections before stopping for a rest, he recalled. It was one of the most painful but inspiring weeks of my life. Running became Noah's outlet and a space where he could breathe and hope during his father's battle. It wasn't until my father's health started deteriorating that I realized the healing benefits of what I was getting out of running, he said. Noah had Marcus by his side every step of the way during his inaugural run, a memory he will never forget. After fundraising for the Canadian Cancer Society the past 2 years, Noah is raising funds for another initiative that hits close to home, the BC Cancer Foundation's Patient Relief Fund. The fund covers essentials such as medications, travel, accommodation vouchers, grocery gift cards, medical supplies, nutritional supplements, dental care and more to all residents in BC who are dealing with cancer. Noah said the fund is perfect for people like him who live in the north. Throughout my father Marcus's journey, we were forced to travel tons, and we made many trips to Prince George and Vancouver, as well as countless trips to Terrace, he recalled. All of these trips add up incredibly fast, financially, whether it's gas or flights, hotels and accommodations or the basics such as food or supplements. It's all incredibly expensive. Fighting cancer is scary enough without financial stress. Noah is expecting to have 30 friends and family run sections alongside him again, just like they did in the previous two fundraisers, which he said is key for maintaining his motivation. In addition to friends and family, Noah said he has had a full range of people join him on the highway, such as lifelong runners, first-time runners, haven't run in 30 years runners, and his all-time favorite, I hate running, runners who still come out to support him and his cause. Some are there to support me, some are there in memory of my late father or their own loved one, and some come for a local running event, he said. Everyone who joins me has something in common, they've all been touched by cancer. Noah will have a road crew each day who will carry supplies, take photos and videos, give participants rides back to their cars when they are done running and keep everyone safe. He will also be designing custom race bibs and stickers for all participants to wear. He also has a website where people can donate to the cause.